Hi, assalamualaikum and a very good morning. Nak pergi tiga hari lah. My name is Dr. Muklis and I am entrepreneur. Right. Previously, I was a doctor in medicine. So I came back from Cardiff in 2010. So this is my story. All right. How I made the jump into the industry of makeup. So growing up, I love drawing, coloring, memasak, menyanyi, and everything. Semua yang berseninya semua I suka. In my high school, I have this ambition to be a lecturer in biology dan syariah. Ha, as I was fascinated with those subjects, alright? Jangan tanya kenapa. Right, after high school, saya dah memilih untuk pursue my studies dalam bidang perubatan. And alhamdulillah, slowly, I gradually build up my passion in medicine, alright? So, the turning point when I finally like doing medic is when I was at the hospital dekat Cardiff during my studies. So I did my medicine and surgery bachelor dekat Cardiff for 7 years because I was a bit bodoh dulu kan. So I repeated my final year. Alhamdulillah, jadi doktor juga. The best part of being a doctor is that you know what your patients are suffering from and how to treat them or at least help to ease the pain. From then on, the love of studying medicine slowly developed and it has grown on me. And then I came back to Malaysia 2010. So that was from Cardiff. Melarau kejap for 2 months and then baru masuk pergi interview and I dapat, alhamdulillah, dapat Selayang Hospital. After 2 months of doing my housemanship, I suddenly developed breathlessness and my weight did drop drastically. I have night sweats. Kalau tidur malam, my bantal dengan macam-macam memang basah because it was really heavy, the sweating. And my body was itchy all over. You cannot see any redness on the skin, but you feel itchy. Something, somewhere yet that you cannot describe where exactly it is. I thought at first it was because of the stress. Kerja 37 jam, on call 6 pagi sampai 6 petang. On call 6 petang sampai 6 pagi. Lepas tu the next shift sama balik. So I had this, the maximum number of hours yang I tak tidur, 37 hours. When I discovered that I have coughed up blood. Macam sikit je, macam drama Melayu kan. Keluar like that. Ah, ada merah kat sini. Right, that what happened to me last time. Drama, right. I should be a director by now. Right, so masa tu dah rawat orang, tapi I kena ambil nebulizer. Half hour working, half hour I kena ambil nap sebab dah breathless. I thought that was asthmatic problem. Biasalah doktor is the worst patient. So I diagnose myself, ambil lah inhaler biru. Kau rasa? It doesn't work, of course. And then during that point, I thought of having EL lah, emergency leave forever. Sebab taklah malas because nak kerja you cough blood, you breathless, macam mana nak present the case to the seniors, to the consultant. But at that time, because there was shortage of staff, so terpaksa one ward we have 20 patients, so normally we only have 2 doctors in one patient in one ward, so ambil 10-10. Tapi kalau the other one EL, I lah ambil 20 orang tu. So you have 1 hour in the morning to memorize everything by heart tau. And then, kau dah doktor, so you self-diagnose kan, kau pandai. So you thought that you had TB because all the symptoms, memang macam TB lah, batuk berdarah, kering, kurus. And then because I was exposed to certain patients yang ada TB, so I thought it was TB. Biasalah pandai sangat kan. So, but it was not the case. All the TB punya tests were all negative. So, bila dah coughing up blood every day, I managed my way through finishing up my housemanship after 2 months. 2 months. After that, bila masuk orthopedic punya rotation, I went to the staff clinic. Yay, I want to do the staff punya check-up kan. Time tu kau dah cakap 4 or 5 words, you get breathless. So, I pergilah. Pergi-pergi, tiba-tiba, I found that I had a left lower lobe collapse and the fluid dah filled up half of my lung, left lung. So I had all the TB punya medication and that made my cancer worsen. And then before this just separuh and it went up to full punya air penuh kan. So to cut a long story short, the doctor took out about 3.3 liters of fluid from my left lung. When they poke this stick of needle ataupun steel into my lung, it was not enough abuse or anesthesia. Oh my God, it was so a living hell to me. And I remember that my oxygen saturation from 98 went down to 60, and I suddenly felt that something was happening to me, and I can see like a bit darker, like that macam curtain rumah bawah, like that, hitam, like that. So, Ya Allah Tuhanku, aku nak bertaubat. Ya Allah, ampun dosa aku kan? Drama lagi. Right. So, bila dah all the drama dah settle, alhamdulillah semua, I jumpa makcik. I went, because my mom and my late dad were in Penang. Kita orang Penang kan, muka mami sikit. Right. And then they came to me. But after all the series of drama and all the painful moments, so they confirmed that I had stage 2 Hodgkin lymphoma. So basically, Hodgkin lymphoma is a lymph node cancer. It affected most of the young people. Ramai orang yang stress, you know, all these engineers, doctors, young students who excel in studies, because of the stress, they develop that. Nak kata apa pandai lah sebenarnya. Right. When the doctors told me about being diagnosed with cancer, I straight away wanted to do chemo. I don't want to delay it because at the back of my mind, if I get it treated fast, I can live longer. That's my aim and my mission. The main reason I nak cepat juga is because of my mom and my family, of course. And I haven't achieved anything in my life. Kau dah jadi 4 bulan doktor, what do you expect? Because you previously wanted to be a dermatologist, so I could not actually make it through. And with that idea of, you know, taking care of my mom and my family, so I also I need to do this. I need to face this with the braveness in myself. So doctors advised me to take some time because saya ni memang terlebih berani. I don't know why. So doctor said, "Mux, it's okay. You can take at least 3 weeks after you are diagnosed to start the first chemo." I said, "No, doctor. We can start tomorrow." Because we have the idea at the back of your mind that people can survive for 40 years, 95% of from this predicament if you follow the regime of the chemo. At the moment when I was alone, I bernazar to Allah. Then when I recovered from this cancer disease, I will help those who suffered as I did in terms of financial and motivation. Right. I have to endure 19 cycles of chemo and one transplant. I tell you, it's like you're having high fever, triple the high fever, but you're not feverish. You tidur pun, okay, tak nak go deep into that. Even though you are in air-conditioned area, you rasa panas juga. During the first level of chemo, I developed the hair loss. Aku botak dulu. Bila dah botak, the rambut become, when it grows back, it becomes patchy. And my skin blackened, memang berkerak. It was so horrendous. I don't look like me, thank you. Right. But the pain has doubled from the previous session, of course, because you increase your concentration of the chemo. Bila dah keluar, pergi ke shopping complex, with all the patchiness, the rambut tumbuh, tumpuk. People laughed at me and they said, I remember that this one couple and the girl was laughing at me. Yang, oh, thank God that your hair is not like him. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. At least I'm more handsome than your boyfriend. Thank you. Right. So there are so many physical changes happened to me. During the 18th and 19th cycle of chemo, I couldn't bear the pain. Even if you want to release a drop of urine pun, it feels so painful. So I couldn't see or meet other people because my body was so vulnerable. So when you get all the blood going down to zero level, you cannot meet people because you can get infected from them. Maybe they come with all the flus and all the viruses that you might not know. So I get what sikit when I was doing the chemo. And then when I reach the maximum dosage of my treatment, I have to do a transplant. So what happened was when they harvest the blood, the transplant is more like you're taking a small sample of your blood, a very healthy blood, a core blood that can be infused back into your body after you have reached the maximum level of chemo. So what happened, they poked my groin area. I can show you that I have lots of black veins around here because of the chemo. It feels like you arm it lighter, you like you like that, you know, true to your heart. It was so painful. Trust me, I've been a true living hell. At the moment when I was alone, I bernazar to Allah. Then when I recovered from this cancer disease, I will help those who suffered as I did in terms of financial and motivation. Alhamdulillah, after going through hell for 19 cycles of chemo, I managed to beat cancer. And now I am cancer-free for 6 years. I tak menangis langsung when I was doing my chemo. So the moment that I finally cried, drama lagi, when the doctors told me the good news. And I did not cry when I was suffering, tak menangis langsung. I don't know why, sebab I kuat. Maybe because I have been thinking positively during my treatment that I want to be well, you know, to pursue my dreams, to be a dermatologist, nak sara mak lagi because I'm a mommy's boy, remember? And of course, she's my pillar of my strength. So after all that, when the moment that I jump to be, when I make the jump to be the makeup artist, sorry, sangat best. Sebab the first time when I started during my chemotherapy, my passion in makeup suddenly developed. So my sister was getting married at that time. So she wanted me to help to do her makeup. So my sister ni dia rajin upload picture dekat Instagram. I pun rajin juga. I'm an Instagram person. MUKS83, jangan lupa follow ya. Right, and then that's when all the celebrities suddenly contacted me through DM and the offer started to pour in for me to do makeup. So it also have garnered. It also helps me garner the sizable following through social media. As I told my story as a cancer patient, and also came out in my Facebook after a year of cancer. So that is when I started to realize that I want to do this as my main source as a makeup artist to move forward. Anything makeup yang glowy, yang sihat, yang natural, that is my style. So I like to play with the colors. So when Lofa invited me to do her makeup, I bought gold, hijau, biru and all the colors that Lofa has never done before. All right, I started to teach makeup to all cancer patients because being a survivor myself, I know how to use makeup to cover up the physical effects. Now I am starting up a company with some partners who of mine who want to do the skincare punya line, and it happens to be that he's also a cancer survivor, right? So the idea of my skincare is to be safe to use to all cancer patients. Okay, most of my partners are cancer survivors, so we understand the idea behind it. So apart from that, I also do free consultations to cancer patients, be it makeup punya tutorial ataupun one-to-one punya session. And we support them morally when they are going through all the hell, the living hell. When I was in pain, I always thought to myself that Allah made me feel all this living hell, all this pain in order for me to help others in the future who are suffering the same thing as I did. So now I know how to give them the support, all the cancer patients can, what they need, what they want, and what they concern of. And because chemo is very painful, so we understand each other because of that, because I have endured the same thing. It is imperative to cope with the ailment, with the predicament, and turning it around to your favor. As for me, I stopped working as a doctor after knowing the illness that has befallen me. I then turned into another passion of mine, which is makeup. And alhamdulillah, it is now my source of income after 6 years. I still continue to help people in a way through this line of work. For me, I put my mother as the first person in my life, as the pillar of my strength and my drive, because even with my cancer, I still want and need to support my mother and my father, my late dad, and my family as well. I lost my dad last year, November, and I'm still grieving for him. Alhamdulillah, now everything is going well with my life, apart from the drama from all the celebrities and all the customers. Thanks to Allah for listening my prayers, as well as my mother, who is my pillar of strength from then till now, and inshallah, forever. I think with that said, that's it. Thank you.